you are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends, the party you party, you know what I'm saying.
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
You are a sight for sore eyes and married to real estate. What a show.
What a show.
I know that's on Tubi or something.
It's on HGTV. You should have it with your Max subscription.
Oh, okay. I haven't checked that in a while. I haven't checked that in a minute. Married to real estate. All right. Okay. I thought we were staying on brand tonight, but I see once again.
You are on brand.
You are rallying against that every chance you get.
Chance I think that's get. What the famous band is called, right? Rage against the machine.
And the machine in this case being me, your host with the most, but trying to just do a pop culture podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bringing in that other side of it. You know, I see he's got an attractive Asian partner there.
Oh no, she's black.
You sure? Yeah. I mean, cause she looks pretty Asian there. Maybe the background's a little blurry though.
Yeah, homegrown Georgia peach.
Malaysian?
Nope.
No Asian.
Nope.
Can you ever be sure though?
She recently did an episode where she did her roots. She's pure color.
You didn't have to say that though.
I didn't have to say it. No.
We're like 5 seconds into this thing. Ah. Well, I'm glad we're talking about this because, you know, diversity is the main theme of the show tonight.
You see? I like the way you brought it back around. Man, you brought it back around quick. If history has taught us anything, mutants can get us out of racism.
They can always get us out of racism, or they can bring us right back into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't racist that I thought she was Asian because she looked Asian in the picture?
I mean, she
is. Is that racist?
Yeah, that is racist because you see tight eyes, right?
Well, I see eyes that are very. You know what? I'm not even gonna.
Not even gonna touch that.
It kind of she looks a little bit like Jen right there. No, not so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could see some similarities.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to reel some things in and keep everything on the?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're pretty good.
Okay.
Did it have to miss Max's bedtime?
Mm-mm.
That's really great.
Because I'm upstairs.
Oh, the dog is going crazy because you're upstairs.
Yeah, you know, I beat him enough to know that he needs to go in his crate when I'm, you know, resting upstairs.
And how
Am
are
I
you?
Am I not supposed to beat our pets?
Well, I don't know. Some people frown on that in some countries. I don't know. Hey, Summer, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she can hear me. Can she hear me? Hey, how you doing?
She took off.
Well, that's okay. You know
what have we went through so far? Right now, we went through racism, stereotypes, mm-hmm. and pet abuse so far. Okay, let's have some fun now, folks. Let's talk about comics and fantasy.
I was about to interject and say, did we cover stereotypes? And I was like, oh, I guess we kind of did. But when do we not tackle those things on this show, you know?
I can't recall.
Actually, pet abuse is a first.
It's first.
That's a first for
above
that.
Above human abuse.
Well, you know, come on. They've had it coming for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we like to, what do we like to do as a human race? We like to rut, right? And then we like to chronicle all of this pictorially. You know, look at me, everything's fine. And then in reality, you're at home trying to eat the bagel bites, beating your wife or husband. Let's not be biased. Maybe the wife is slowly poisoning her husband with some arsenic. I've seen it. True story. Not firsthand, of course, but just out
there. That's rat poison, right?
Is arsenic synonymous with rat poison?
I think so. I think I remember from 9 to 5.
I remember in Who the Bleep Did I Marry?
Hmm.
You know, where you find out that this person you've married is trying to kill you or has this crazy past.
That's the... I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, the woman would always try to poison the husband slowly over time with small, almost untraceable amounts of arsenic that eventually, of course, they would trace it. But I guess the theory was that if I just did it enough over time to make him sick, you were keeping her sick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then we could just talk about Sixth Sense, too, while we're at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going more for Two Towers.
The Two Towers. Oh, when they were keeping the old king sick.
I was going for Theoden.
Yeah, Theoden with that. And what's his name? Spinning those lies and webs in his head. Right. You know.
Grimmel's snake tongue.
Grimmel's snake tongue. And Gandalf had to.
I think that's what Judge Dredd called him. I think that's what he
called
him.
That's right, because it was Carl Urban. Actually, no, it was Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd walked into Middle Earth. Can you imagine? Wait, let's not go down that road again, because we're going to get all kinds of fucked up. The show's over, folks. It's over. Like, it's completely derailed. I got nothing now.
We've only just begun to live. Shout out to Knife Wonder.
Shout outs. And while we're doing shout outs, we might as well welcome you to Comic Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens. I am your host, but in a way, aren't we all? Seeing Asians wherever we go, I can't help it. It's not raining, men. Joining me on the ZWM Box 350 is none other than technical difficulties. Or we got, hey, it's a friend of mine. Mr. James Powell, my co-host with the most. And he's co-hosting with the mostin.
If you have any upcoming properties that you need sold, I'm your man. I'm not a broker or a real estate agent. I just want to sell your property.
Would you want to sell the property and also be the person that, you know, slides a little something else into the DMs, if you know what I mean? You've seen that on the Hub.
I feel like I'm the type of person, I would be that Lex Luthor type of land owner, you know? I have an evil purpose towards me buying all this land.
I feel like you'd be the kind of... real estate / homeowner that would be very reminiscent of the folks that sold Richard Pryor that home with all the problems.
Right.
And they kept talking about how they were going to take everything with them. We're going to take that with us. And they do. They take all the fucking cabinets. They take everything out. So they get to the house and everything's been scooped out of the house. It's like asbestos and insulation. And you'd be peeling out laughing all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'd be in the back like, yeah, what he said, you know.
I think I'd be more Lex Luthorist, Bernie Madoffish, you know.
Robbing
old folks.
Robbing old folks.
Robbing old folks.
Robbing poor old folks.
Was he robbing poor old folks? I thought these were old people that are pretty well off.
Who, Madoff or Luthor?
Madoff.
I don't know.
Not Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is way hell of a better person than Bernie Madoff. Yes.
Let me ask you a more important question with that background that you have right now. This is a much more important question. The Comic Consies want to know.
You liked it.
Could we restage this picture with me on your back with a wig? And you got to have that denim, that fucking Canadian tuxedo he's rocking right now.
Oh, yeah.
That denim on denim, baby. Could we redo that? Could we restage that?
It can be done.
Kamikaze's listening. If you could Photoshop this picture with me and Mr. James motherfucking Powell, again, he's going to be the main man in the Canadian tuxedo, and I'm going to be hanging on to him. And I want that same doting, you know, that same. And maybe folks will think I'm Asian.
Yeah.
We could just talk about this picture the rest of the show.
It's in your blood.
It's in my blood.
You like that, huh? You like that look.
I like how she's smiling, having a good
time.
You like
that smile.
Yeah, it's a great smile. She smiled. Mm-hmm. She smiled.
Her name is Egypt.
Egypt, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this, and her handsomest of the husband is Mike.
Just Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just Mike. Mike is fine.
I know we have some cons out there that are pure HGTV folks. I know we have some hometown folks, some Magnolia folks, and some Property Brothers out there folks that listen to the show. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back.
I know we have more to talk about than HGTV.
We do. We definitely do. We have so much to talk about. That's what makes it hilarious, because I don't know where to start because I'm all fucked up now.
You're like you're getting ready to get in the double dust. You don't know where to jump in.
I keep getting ready to get it going, and every time I try to unbutton the shirt a little bit, somebody says, "No, no, 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 no." Yeah, see, I want to show that skin off a little bit, but I'm like, "No, no, no, do it slowly. Not turn around and talk about the trailers.
The trailers."
We got to just talk about the most important trailer out of the batch first.
Mm-hmm. Right out the gate.
Some people are probably saying, well, you got to talk about a certain pairing of two legendary actors. It's the return of one particular actor, but I want to hold off on that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hold off on that. Or what do you think? Do you think it's better to do a little bit of heavy petting and then drop the big load? Or what do you think?
However you want to do it, this is your welcome back to the mainland show.
It is. I just came back to land, folks. I got my land leg back. Mm-hmm. I don't get seasick, by the way. I'm actually pretty proud of that. Some folks get seasick.
I get seasick. I can't take motion. I can't take motion in the ocean. Mm. I can't take motion in the bedroom either. But
ooh, no, you got to lay still.
We figured out. I can't take I know we got some cons out there that are diehard Call of Duty folks and Modern Warfare.
No, hold on.
I can't
pause.
Do that shit anymore. I can't watch video games.
I thought for some reason you were going to be like, I know we got some consoles out there that have waterbeds and they like the motion. But no, you went the video game route. So you can't even do like the jiggly jostly screen. You can't even do that.
No. If your video is any type of Blair Witch shit, I'm about to throw
it. You can't do the Blair Witch. You can't do the Paranormal Activity, any of that shit.
I can do Paranormal. I can do Blair Witch.
Those aren't as jostly.
Yeah. Okay. Blair Witch, I can only do about 10 minutes, and then I start getting sick.
So you can't even do like a good homemade amateur porn then, because some of those get a little...
No, the artists we have in the amateur porn industry, they're pretty good with their production.
Have you ever seen one that's a little jostly that makes you a little?
Never seen one that's a little jostly. Even it's angles when you're recording. It's all about the angles.
Should there be a jostly homemade amateur porn out there, like a Blair Witch style, where it's?
I'm sure it is, but I think you call that sexual assault when you have all that jostly going on. Yeah,
didn't take long to get there either. I just want to make sure we check all the boxes here before we rip the band-aids off.
Right. Straight from the headlines.
Straight from the headlines and into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Da, 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 da. Add theme music, this part.
Now, we didn't see Wolverine himself, but it doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter who we are. We've been seeing him for a year.
Years. Are you remotely psyched?
However, what if all of that was a ploy, though? I've been thinking about that.
Hmm.
What if... This whole time,
he's not back.
He's not back.
I think he's back.
Because, just like you said, we didn't need to see him in the trailer because
we know.
Hey, it's no other Wolverine out there.
There's nobody else.
But that Ryan Reynolds, he would make me believe that he would throw a wrench in there just like this and not have Hugh Jackman in there.
It would be such a big fuck you if it was a big trick.
Would it? Would it? Would it?
It would only be funny for a few minutes because people are that hyped. They saw him in the yellow suit.
Just hyped to see Hugh Jackman in the suit.
I mean, plus the jokes. I mean, the jokes have been going on forever. They've been joking about this. And their buddies, they're palling around, which would actually lend more credence to your point, because they're buddies, that he would get him to be in on it like that. But I don't know.
It's been going on for what, almost 2 years, and now we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
And so, what if it happens and it's not Hugh Jackman?
Dude,
I wouldn't be angry.
I would be pissed.
You would be pissed.
I would be pissed. And not a lot of this stuff gets me that pissed. But keep in mind, again, I was at sea. I didn't even have any internet. We come back into the mainland, right? I wasn't watching the Super Bowl. Why would I watch the Super Bowl? There was a whole barrage of folks on the top deck watching the Super Bowl. I could have sworn
you said you put $5,000 on it. This would save your marriage.
No, that was last year. That was last year. I almost ruined my marriage. Yeah, I almost lost everything, you know?
Okay.
That's what happens, folks. When you're in recovery, you trade one vice in for another, you know? I don't know why I'm laughing.
Just a little money. It's your money. There is a casino.
Johnny. There is a casino on the boat, and I did walk through it a couple times.
Didn't want to put a penny in the slot.
You know, it's funny. I've just never been a gambling guy. You know, I don't even really know that much about that world. Do you? Do you know enough about the games to even fuck with that?
I know. I know about roulette and the slots, but as far as the cards, I've never done the cards, and I've only done the craps once.
Craps, I feel like I have to do at some point just because of Batman 89. I have to be able to throw some dice on there and say to somebody else, especially some smug reporter trying to ask me questions about a Batman, that we have enough problems in the city that, you know, to worry about ghosts and goblins. Just throw my dice and then leave, you know, with some slight discretion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
you could get roulette. I think you could get roulette.
I think I could.
It's just picking a number and a color.
Always bet on black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say.
Picking a number and a color. Just like you would, you know.
Go ahead. Okay. I see you. Go ahead. It's all right.
We'll leave it alone.
It's okay. You can do it. It's all right. I love you.
We'll leave it alone. But yeah, it's just picking a number and a color.
Yeah. Listen, if you're going to pick any number and a color, I'm going to put all my money on yellow and red. How about that? And I'm going to say Trace. Yep.
I don't think there's a yellow in roulette.
Trying to do a segue here. And again, I'm at sea. Okay. I didn't have any internet. So it had to make sense. It had to make sense in my line of work. Cause my line of work is being in a boat at sea. And
put your socks in your room then.
Put the socks in the room.
Then. I think that's a difference. You let me know. Is that a difference between black parenting and white parenting? Because when you talk to them,
you just say,
just put your socks in your room.
Yes, that's correct.
But for me,
what are you doing, big guy? Then put your socks in there. Yeah.
Put your socks in there. For me, it says, put your socks in there then.
Right.
Or put your socks in there, you hear?
Right. Or get your socks in there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. A little bit more about, I got you.
So did we see a villain in the trailer or no?
I think we saw the back of Cassandra Nova's head. Thanks for bringing us back.
Mm-hmm. and we got the Time Commission back, you know.
We got the TVA. Now, this is what I've been saying since day one, folks. You telling me we're going to have Logan and Deadpool, potentially, just running amok through the TVA, going to different timelines. That, to me, is not only a movie. That, to me, is like a goddamn saga in itself. I feel like we could have three movies based out of that alone. Like, this is how we're going to get all our 21st Century Fox folks back, you know?
How does that work, though? How does that work?
Here's my theory.
Okay.
And I've read online enough things. I'm trying to stay away from the actual spoilerish stuff. I try to stay away from all the set photos and all that. But what I'm gathering is he's being brought into the TVA, recruited to get rid of other excess baggage from the other timelines. Because if you remember from Loki, Loki's merged everything together. Now he's controlling all the timelines. So Deadpool might be, he might be, at least seemingly so, being recruited by the TVA to go clean up the trash, take out the garbage.
Isn't this well, if that's the case, then this is kind of comic accurate, right?
It would be. Go ahead and say it.
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which I'm down for that, and then I could also see him like going up against Logan at some point, and then doing the classic, we're fighting each other, and now we're teaming up reluctantly.
And I'm thinking they're going to have like that come together moment like Cap and Steve had in Civil War.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think it's going to be serious like that.
I would be great. It would be great. Yeah. I want it. I mean, you saw the 21st Century logo in the. It looks like he's in one of those, like, what were those called in Loki where they banish you? Like, once they prune you, you go to this weird, like,
I can't remember.
Purgatory place.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I thought it was intriguing. I thought it was cool. Because I thought that anything that exists outside of time and space, like, I'm in. Like, that's cool. And it was like a weird waiting room period. Like, and they had that creature that was, like, taking things out. But then old school Loki banished that thing, or maybe he got eaten. Who knows? My point is, I feel like they're in one of those places where all the 21st century Fox people are just located after being pruned, right? And then Deadpool's taking them out, you know, which would make sense. You know, Elektra coming back and Jennifer Garner playing coy about it in a recent interview. And it's so obvious she's coming back. Taylor Mayne, Sabretooth, I heard he's coming back. Toad, Ray Parker, or Ray Park, I think, Darth Maul. It would be cool to see Xavier again and Magneto again, but honestly, like, I'm ready for new blood. Like, I think if they show up as cameos and we're pruning that universe, fine. If Hugh Jackman is the only one to make it out of there and show up in future movies, I'm cool with that too.
But I think nobody's ever met Fassbender and what's my guy's name? I can't think of my guy's name. Professor X from first.
McAvoy.
Oh, McAvoy.
Split.
Right. Nobody's ever met them in a multiverse yet. We've seen Captain Picard already.
Well, if you remember, he showed up in Deadpool 2, McAvoy, and a handful of the young X-Men. They were like in the mansion. Did. He opened they the door. Did,
right.
He was like, shh, we don't have enough money to pay them, and then closed the door. So. They could easily show up and it would work. It would work. And I have no qualms if they just do that. Like, let them keep those, some of them, and then bring them into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a rumor that Harry Potter himself is going to be in this movie as a variant. I'm fine with that too, but Hugh Jackman needs to take the lead and just keep him going. Or we could have two Wolverines. We could have, just like we do in the comics, we can have an old man Logan, and we can have a young Wolverine. I'm fine with that.
Young
too.
Wolverine in the form of another actor or in the form of AI?
It's got to be another actor. Come on.
Another actor. Okay.
Yeah. The only time I want AI in this movie is if Emilia Clarke herself shows up in that red bustier that you shared with us.
Man, that's almost a month ago. You're still thinking about it.
I am. It fucked me up, man. It fucked me up. It was like, because... Anytime you merge something like that, right? Like, there's a couple of artists on Instagram that I follow that every now and then they'll do the same thing where they'll put like a, they'll merge like a style of kind of what you, kind of the picture you share with me. And it's not AI, like they've made this like digitally. Like they'll take like a style of, they'll take a character and then merge it with a style that's so beyond risque. And my face is melting. I can't, you know, I know it's a drawing. I know it's not real, but it looks real. And if it looks real,
it
enough,
can be real. Right. Oh, but it can be real.
Oh, but it can.
And but it will.
Will.
Yeah. So where are you placing? Where are you placing this movie? Will this, like the hype is saying, will Deadpool and Wolverine save the MCU?
Yes.
This movie is about to save the MCU.
Yes.
Because it's in the shitter right now.
Let's say it isn't a shitter, right?
I'm saying it.
Okay. Well, because it's funny, because you and I both acknowledge that, like, there's been some good shows that we've liked in the last few phases. Like, we both liked the shows when they came out. Like, we liked...
I'm not going to say I like all of Loki. I like the ending. No, like, the last three episodes made sense.
But you have to admit, like, when you watch Loki, like, this is a swing for the fence. Like, in terms of originality, it's something different. It's not the norm. And the same thing with WandaVision. Like, they're trying new things. They're not going to do the same old thing.
Yeah, but the thing with Loki, it was a standalone. And when I say standalone, like, prior to all the TV shows and everything, with the movies, we had a little something to go off of before we took that other jump.
You're talking about the individual...
With Loki, we took a jump, but there was nothing to jump off from.
I got you. So you're talking more about the movies connecting to each other, giving you that hype at the end of each movie. Like, oh, we're going to see this person. The Eternals came and went, and it was all over the place. We liked Icarus's laser eyes. We liked Selma Hayek's rack. We kept it going. Or we kept moving on.
Like, we haven't heard shit from Moon Knight in 3 years.
God, has it been that long? Has it really been that long?
I think it's been about two and a half.
It's been like 1 year. Okay, well, okay, two years, two and a half. Fair enough. Let's just say it's in the shitter. It's in the shitter. This is enough to bring people back. Hugh Jackman
and
Deadpool together, or Wolverine and Deadpool, are enough to bring people back in seats. And that's all.
What kind of bring back are you talking about? The bring back that's like that in-game bring back, or are you talking about bring back like, all right, this first Avengers, let's get it.
I think it could come close to a billion, if not just under a billion.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
Because even the Guardians movies, for being an obscure concept, were so successful. And granted, the first one was probably more successful based off the momentum of all the other successful MCU movies. I'll give it that. But people came back for the third Guardians movie. That movie was really successful, despite the fact that people had a sour taste in their mouth about other properties. So if we get two familiar characters like Deadpool, and especially Wolverine, people are ready for him to be in the MCU, and where this is going to take us. I think as long as it's good, as long as it's actually good and not just like 2 hours of Ryan Reynolds jokes, because that can be good too, but it has to have a little bit of in it. You know, it has to have a little bit of that heart and a little bit of that dramatic flair, because I think that's the only thing that separates the Deadpool movies out. They are successful movies, but they don't have enough of the dramatic build. You know, they're kind of like action-packed action comedies, you know, and that's fine. That works. But I think if you're bringing in Logan and you're going to tie this into the larger MCU, the stakes have to be high. You need to have that little, that pull.
Because this is the first time we are seeing Logan since Logan. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. That's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay.
So I think it's going to save the MCU, and I will apologize on this podcast if I'm wrong.
I don't want to say save. I want to say kickstart. Let's kickstart it again.
Okay, then I'll agree with you then. Let's say this is going to kickstart it. This is going to jumpstart it again.
Let's jumpstart it up again.
Yeah. This will jumpstart it up again.
Deadpool and Wolverine are the booster cables.
Now let's tie this into something. Let's tie this into something. It's not really news because we kind of already knew it, but that Fantastic Four casting.
Yeah.
When I read it, I was like,
"I'm not mad.
I'm not mad.
I think that can work. I think that can work." Now, because she showed me she's pretty good from Mission Impossible.
Oh, she's great, isn't she great?
Yeah. She so matches good. It.
Oh, she's yeah. great.
That is Sue Storm. I can see that.
Very pleasant on the eyes. Could they have picked Sydney Sweeney? Sure, but they got her, and I love it. Just
that Sweeney. That would have been too much for that Fantastic Four. For that bodysuit, yeah. that Sweeney wouldn't that work. It would have been instant porn.
It would have been popping.
Yeah, it's instant porn.
But speaking of saving and retribution, and it is what it is. We can call it what it is. How much do you think Marvel Studios is banking on Pedro to make this pop? I mean, obviously the movie's got to be good. It's got to be a good script. It's got to be a good storyline. But do you think they're banking on Pedro being not the next Downey Jr., but maybe somewhere in that hemisphere?
That's tough. That is tough for him. because he's spread thin at this point.
Everybody loves him though.
He's spread thin because he's either Mando, he's either The Last of Us, and now he's got this shit right here. So he's spread thin. So
spread super thin.
I can't imagine him being solely Reed Richards at this point, because to me, he's Mando. Yeah, he's Mando right now.
But I love him in everything.
Yeah, because he's great.
He's just great. That's what I'm saying. So I think that likability.
But you didn't like him in 84.
84. What am I talking about?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
You like him? I don't think you liked him in 84. You just didn't like that character.
I guess he was fine.
Max Lord.
He wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad.
I just felt like he was kind of marginalized a little bit. Like it didn't, like in other words, it didn't necessarily need to be Pedro that played him. It could have been almost anybody, because it really wasn't enough to that character. You know what I mean? Like that character in the comics, there's a lot more dichotomy. There's almost like a little bit of a Harvey Dent thing to that character. Like there's a good and a bad, and he's not just a villain. He's more complex than that. And I thought he was a little marginalized in the movie. I think James Gunn is going to do something very special with Maxwell Lord in the DCU. I think his brother is playing Maxwell Lord, amongst other random characters. But anyway,
brother from
Sean Gunn,
Guardians.
Yeah,
Guardians. Okay,
so it could be good. I might have that wrong. Just email us, Comic-Conzies. You know the drill. But yeah, no, I think Pedro's it, man. And I think making it like a '60s, like a 1960s. Yeah. That makes way more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can just become the Fantastic Four in the 60s, or we can just start the movie. They're already the Fantastic Four. And then they can just go on an adventure and disappear in time and space, and then show up when we need them in 2026, 2027, or whatever. You know?
Would you like them to take on that Marvel story?
The origin?
The with... I can't remember the author for that Marvel's storyline, where Fantastic Four goes against Galactus.
And then he has to hold up the ultimate nullifier. See, we're going to get nerdy on this shit, kid.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I've heard the rumblings that Galactus and Doom and Surfer are making an appearance in this movie.
I know that. I read that. They are actively looking for a Surfer right now.
Mm-hmm. And they're circling Javier for Galactus, which I'm totally fine with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it.
And they're circling Killian.
Killian Murphy for Doom.
For Doom.
You know who they need to get, though?
Who?
They need to get that Mendelsohn. Because he's been...
How do you do that?
Don't worry about it. You just forget the scrolls ever.
Because they said they could just... They can always just variant.
Bro, he has repeatedly campaigned for that role.
Right, and he's perfect.
And he would crush it. If you have a great actor like that saying he wants to play the character, just give him the role. Like Killian Murphy, when they asked him, he was like, I mean, the script has to be. If the script's not good, then it's not good, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's probably so annoyed. He's like, he's trying to promote Oppenheimer. And they're like, so Dr. Doom? He's like, what the fuck? You know? Peaky Blinders. You know?
Yeah.
You know? But Mendelsohn's like, actually like, oh, Dr. Doom. Oh, crikey. You know, he wants to do it. Everyone's from Australia, apparently.
Well, give it to his brother.
Whose brother?
The admiral from Ahsoka.
That's Mendelsohn's brother?
Thrawn.
Oh, you mean Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
He could do it, and it doesn't matter that he was the villain. It doesn't matter if he was the villain in Doctor Strange. Just redo it. Who cares? They're actors. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Evans was Human Torch, and then he showed up as Cap. Who cares? Even though it wasn't in the same thing. You know? Who gives a shit?
Right, so nobody argued that back then. Why are we arguing it now?
It just doesn't matter. Like, especially the whole Skrull thing. Like, Mendelsohn played a good Skrull. He did his job. But he could come back as Doom. Just dye his hair, make him look a little different, and he gets mangled, and he has to fucking wear the mask. Or just have him debut in the costume. There's an idea. We don't need a fucking Doom origin. You know? Could do a flashback.
But then I don't mind the other Mikkelsen to come in as Doom either.
I don't either.
But like I said, he has that Doctor Strange thing going.
No, I really honestly like.
So how do you?
I didn't even mind that old school 20th Century Fox Doom. He was fine. Like acting wise, he was fine.
Nip Tuck, right?
Yeah, I thought you know that whole cast was fine for a Fantastic Four movie. You know what I mean? The problem was the only beef I have with any of those movies is that it made Galactus a cloud. And we didn't get to see that big purple helmet.
A cloud. Yeah, that was the only problem.
Because that Lawrence Fishburne as Silver Surfer, that he is your Silver Surfer right there. Who cares if he plays Goliath and Ant-Man? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just let him voice Silver Surfer, you know? God, that was smooth. But, your world is at an end. He basically
other than that, what do you think about the torch and the thing?
I don't know enough about either one, but I like the guy who played the torch, or no, the guy who's playing the thing. I think he was in that Punisher show as Micro, and then I think he's in that
Micro, and he's in the Bear, Ebon.
People swear up and down that they love the Bear.
Oh my God! Like that's acting on another level.
So I'm just missing it. I'm just missing the boat. I'm sleeping on it.
Yeah, because a show that can give you anxiety about cooking is something else.
I guess I gotta watch
it. That show is peak TV right now.
I heard everybody loves it, and people that I respect and admire have told me up and down, like, you need to watch this fucking show. But there's no lasers or robots.
Yeah, in it from the first episode.
All right, I'll watch it. But he's really good in that
first episode. He's very good, very good. They like I said, they damn near swept the Golden Globe. So
why am I at? Why are you at? So I should be asking you then. Well, how do you feel about him? Do you think he's?
Oh, he's perfect. If they let him let loose like he does in the Bear, then you have another version of the thing that we didn't know we needed.
Interesting. Like they could do some good some like, cool motion capture.
Like he's hopefully he doesn't. They don't gruff his voice so much and just let him have his real voice a little bit.
Interesting. Is he British? Is he American?
I don't know. I never heard him like interview.
What's your intel on the Torch guy? I know nothing about him.
Torch guy. I love the Torch guy. I love it. He was good in Strange Things. He has that young guy shit. He has that flamboyancy.
He was in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Guess I haven't been around the last couple seasons.
The last Stranger Things. He was like a fan favorite. He was a fan favorite.
Was he the guitar guy or was he the bully?
He was the guitar guy.
Okay, see, I know nothing about him.
He was this guitar guy.
Okay, so I guess I gotta, well, actually, I'm not gonna time back in. You'll have to just fill me in.
Oh, no.
I gave up. I lost interest.
Why did you give up?
It was too long. We talked about it.
Too long.
It was too long, and I, because remember when they first advertised that last season? Don't you dare. Don't you dare. They just took too long, man. You know, I feel like that's the kind of show that probably could have been wrapped up in like 3 or 4 seasons.
Because where we are right now, this is what, 5?
It's like at least 5.5 or 6
it's
by now.
It's like 5, yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
But no, he was like a fan favorite for that last season, and he has that, you know, kind of appeal to be a good Johnny Storm.
I mean, I'm in it. I like the casting. I think it's great, and I love the idea that they're kind of piggybacking off of that little Strange comment to Krasinski Reed when he said, "Weren't you guys tracking in the '60s?" And Krasinski just kind of smiled and nodded at him, and I just think of this like world where like, oh, why? Because, you know, that's the burning question. Thanos was destroying the universe and the Eternals were just taking a nap. So it's weird to introduce these characters that are supposedly here when all that shit was going on. And it made sense with the shows because they introduced Moon Knight, She-Hulk after the blip had happened. So that kind of made sense. So to do Fantastic Four, I love the idea of them being around in the '60s, but then maybe they could just disappear. They could have gone on an adventure, disappeared through a portal, time, variant, whatever, and then come out now when we need him, that's the perfect way to bring him into the MCU. You know? Like, that's how I hope they do it. How sure are we that
the Eternals could have handled Thanos? How sure are we about that?
It would have been interesting had they shown up.
It would have been a better battle than the Avengers, or what are you saying when you say the Eternals are here? And
between Icarus and Angelina Jolie alone, they could have gotten that goddamn glove off.
Remind me again what Angelina could do.
I don't know. She had like superhuman strength or some shit. She had that staff. She took on Icarus herself, and he was a fucking badass. And she was throwing down with him.
Did Icarus have like Superman strength? I thought he just had the Superman eyes.
No, I think they all had strength like that, especially that big guy.
The big guy, right.
And then Druig had like the ability to like take over people's bodies momentarily. Right.
Ultimate Jedi mind trick.
Right. So like between him and Palm Clementiev from the fucking Guardians and Mantis or whatever. Come on. If they were all on that Titan, even if just two extra turtles had shown up, they probably could have avoided the whole first snap. That's my theory.
You got me thinking now. I don't think so. I don't think anybody was ready for that guy.
Think about how close they were on the moon. They had the glove off. It's because of fucking Peter that fucked it all up. But if you had Icarus there, Icarus would just want to fucking blast it.
Remember,
it was almost gone. It was almost off. It was hanging off his finger. And Tony's like, we almost got it. He's like, No, you didn't. You didn't have to. We're still talking about Infinity War. That's why that movie is so fucking good.
I gotta go back and watch.
Like, 4 years ago.
I could have sworn that they only nudged it off his wrist a little bit.
No, dude, it was like hanging on the fingers because Spider-Man was, Peter's like, I got it.
Really?
And Tony's yelling at Star-Lord and he's like, we almost got it, come on! And he fucking punched him. And that's why everybody always goes back to blaming Star-Lord. Like, it's Star-Lord's fault that all those motherfuckers, because they had the glove. They had the glove. Now, whether or not they would have been able to keep it, but they had the glove. And they didn't know enough about it to know. Like, somebody could have easily slipped it on and then fucked things up worse.
Because what I'm saying is, without that glove, yes, Eternals could have handled Thanos. I'm saying, he had that gauntlet. I don't think nobody could touch that.
I don't know, man. Without that glove, Doctor Strange could have put Thanos in some kind of locking pattern, holding him. Without that glove, Doctor Strange could have taken on Thanos without anybody's help.
But that's why I agree. Without the glove, you probably only need one Eternal. I'm saying with the glove, and you're saying the Eternals are here on Earth.
I'm just saying with the glove, in that scenario, had you had at least one or two Eternals to fucking get off their ass and help, they probably could have avoided the first snap. Because think about it this way. One of them, at least one of them, could have helped out in Wakanda, and another one could have helped them get the goddamn glove off.
Tell me which one can handle Thor then.
What do you mean?
Tell me which Eternal can handle Thor.
Well, they're not going against Thor.
But no, I'm going power-wise.
Oh, power-wise.
Power-wise. Which one can handle Thor?
I think I think Angelina and Icarus and the big guy could go blow-to-blow with Thor for a minute.
So you're saying Thor has to be jumped by three Eternals.
But if he... No, I think he could... I think it'd be a good fight.
Because I'm saying Thor is at least three Eternals powerful.
Because think about it. These Eternals, I mean, technically speaking, Thanos is Eternal level strength because he's related to them. So if you give them the same strength... Because I really do think all of them have some level of... If not strength, they have durability. Like... Thor couldn't just crackle thunder at fucking Icarus, and then Icarus wouldn't be down for the count. He'd get back up. You know what I'm saying? Icarus is a strong motherfucker.
Icarus is strong.
In the comics, dude, he's like, I wouldn't go so far
as to say he's comics. Like, not going comics. I'm staying purely cinematic.
Cinematic, even. He's not Superman level, but he's definitely, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. You know what I'm saying? The dude flew into the sun and he's probably still alive. So let's try to... I mean, I'm just saying. If he doesn't have Thor-level strength, he's got at least some... He's got at least Cap-level strength.
I mean, the Eternals are way past Cap anyway.
I would think so, but I'm just trying
all the Eternals are past Cap. That's why I say... Thor came when Thor showed up on the battlefield, and we're talking Infinity War here because that's all that matters. Thor showed up on the battlefield, and it was done.
But think about it.
He said it because you look at the Avengers you had on the field. You had Cap, you had Black Widow, Black Panther, you had the Hulkbuster.
He should have gone for the head at the end of the day. We all know this.
No. I'm just saying, as far as power wise, when Thor showed up, The battle was even at that point.
This is good. We are really.
Because when you said that before, and you were like, Thanos was here, but we had the Eternals were here just going sleeping, yeah. And I'm thinking even now, I don't think none of the Eternals could have just handled Thanos with that glove on because Thor gave him that ultimate run for his money.
I don't think they would have been able to handle him individually, but I think that's what I'm saying. Had they shown up on the moon in tandem with the Avengers, it would have been a game changer. Because let's be honest, the reason why Thanos won was because they were all split up. And I liked that because Thanos would not have been able to take on, you know, all of Wakanda with Cap and Thor, you know, showing up. Thanks, Bucky and Groot and Rocket. But you know what I'm saying? And Strange. And, you know, because that's why when Iron Man squares off with him one-on-one, there's that great scene when he's like, all that for a drop of blood, you know? And it's like, it's so fucking good. All that for a drop of blood. You know? It's so good. And it gives you that idea. Obviously, Iron Man's a guy in a suit, but it's the idea of like the scope and the magnitude of just a one-on-one fight with Thanos' suicide, because Thanos put hands on the Hulk, for Christ's sake, you know? But I think had at least one or two Eternals been able to show up, that's right, get off your fucking ass and show up, it would have been a game changer. That's all I'm saying. It would be like if instead of the Eternals, a portal opened up and a fucking Blackjack came through and we just heard dun, 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 dun. That would have been a fucking game changer.
I mean, if those kids from that guy's school showed up, yeah, it's definitely a game changer.
Let's raise the stakes here a little bit. Had the X-Men showed up, and let's not say the X-Men universe, because we just want to talk about our favorites. Let's say that X-Men animated series lined up. The ones we know and love, including Morph.
Right.
They all
from
showed up.
From the first
up.
Episode. Right. From the first episode.
They all showed up to fight Thanos. No Avengers, nobody else. Would that have been a different movie? Remember, we got Jean Grey with Xavier.
But you got Jean Grey, but you don't have Phoenix Jean Grey.
Okay, fair enough.
Jean Grey ain't worth a shit without Phoenix.
I wouldn't go so far as to dispel her.
Any Comic Cons out there that can prove me wrong, write in.
Let me know
if Jean Grey is anything without Phoenix. I don't think she is. I've done my homework. I've never seen Jean Grey do anything outside of Phoenix work.
Well, if we're going animated series, all she does is go, ah, and she falls down.
And I mean, comic wise too. I've never heard Jean Grey do anything outside of Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, let's not stand on ceremony here. But
if you're telling me the X-Men show up with Xavier, yes, they can take out Thanos.
She probably would have been able to hold Thanos longer than Mantis did with the whole like mind control thing. I do believe that.
Who can hold it? Jean. Okay. Yeah. Jean can hold that.
She can hold that. Her telekinesis wouldn't have been able to hold him, but she would have been doing this the entire time, sweating, Now, right. If Emma Frost came in that bitch.
Oh, yeah, Emma Frost.
Emma Frost would have fucked him up.
Yeah.
Because I do believe she's a more powerful empath than Jean Grey. I don't care what you nerds out there will say to prove me wrong.
Emma Frost
is way more powerful.
Yes, Emma Frost is. Phoenix-wise, Emma Frost can't fuck with the Phoenix.
No, when she goes full Phoenix, Emma Frost is fucked.
Dark right. Phoenix. Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix fucks everything up.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix fucks up an entire planet. Killed a planet in seconds, like the Death Star. She basically murdered Alderaan, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Went on trial for it, and the X-Men broke her out. Because that's what the X-Men do. They break out their own, even when their own has murdered an entire planet.
So I'm saying those X-Men from 94 and 95 show up with at least 4 Sentinels. And I think we can handle Thanos.
I say scrap the Sentinels. I say fucking Logan goes in Berserker Barrage and fucking gets Thanos to run for his money.
Oh, yeah, he going to scratch him up.
You goddamn right he is.
And wait. You're telling me.
This is getting fun.
A Wolverine can get close enough to a Thanos gauntlet. He can get close enough? I don't think so. That's because Wolverine is basically Cap with claws.
With that many claws. Well, that's what I'm saying. Without the gauntlet, it'll be like that fight scene in Endgame, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, because Thanos is a hell of a scrapper, and I like how they...
And that's it. He has a hell of strength, but other than that, you could take him out.
Yeah, Wolverine definitely keep him busy. He'll keep him busy.
Wow, who works? Wow, who has to work? Who has to do the work?
Scott's got to come in from behind and blast him. Scott's got to come in from behind and blast him. Meanwhile, Aurora has to be up top, right? Aurora has to be up top, getting the winds from Nebraska to get the glove off. You know.
Oh yeah.
Got to get the glove off. But you know what? We're forgetting about heavy hitter Rogue, because Captain Marvel.
Yeah, once Rogue touches that, you know.
Rogue, I mean, she could seriously fuck his shit up.
Yeah.
And that's why they couldn't introduce the X-Men, because
are talking about Rogue with Ms. Marvel's.
You're goddamn powers, right. She's okay, fucking right. Throwing punches.
All right.
Then she sticks two fingers without the glove up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He likes it. He comes. And then he's drained, immediately drained.
Strange enough, how do you know that it takes two fingers?
Hmm? He's got a big ass. He's got a big asshole. She might have to fist it.
I agree. The animated series X-Men probably would have gave Thanos a better run for his money in that battle in Wakanda.
And I'm including Bishop. Bishop shows up too.
You're including Bishop in there.
Yeah, because when he gets blasted by that glove, he absorbs that energy and fires it right back at Thanos.
Mm. But that glove has a lot of different.
It's a lot of power. It's a lot of power.
So it's not just straight blast.
Yeah, but you know, if we're going cinematic, Thanos loved that power blast, didn't he? He kind of overused that power blast. But
the way he fooled Star-Lord.
That's true.
And the thing, he had made it to what's his name? Lair. Yeah.
The reality gem. And then when the bubbles came out that blaster.
Whoop.
He could do all kinds of silly shit to fucking Wolverine's adamantium.
He was. Now that you say that, he did do some silly shit. In a serious moment, Thanos made him shoot bubbles. Yeah.
I think he really did. I really think he did like him. I really do, because when I rewatch that movie, he says that, he kind of chuckles to himself. He's like, I like him. And I think even though he snapped him and made him disappear, I think for a moment there he actually did kind of like him there for a second, but he ultimately snapped him, you know.
That was a serious moment.
It was a serious moment.
Had him shoot bubbles.
It was, yeah.
Fuck,
because he was gonna shoot Gamora. He was gonna kill her.
Right.
My fucking settlement. Move my junk around.
Hmm.
Gotta move my junk around talking about this. I'm actually, I got really excited, as I always do when we talk about this kind of stuff, and then I got a little sad and depressed realizing that the X-Men didn't show up in Infinity War.
Because
talking about it, I started thinking like, yeah, that would be... it didn't happen.
I mean, but you got to give the movie credit, though. We did have enough Avengers.
We had more than enough.
In Endgame, though. That was enough.
When Strange and his company tackle the fucking Guardians, when they first fight and they realize they're on the same, that whole scene can be rewatched ad nauseum a million times over. Mm-hmm. That scene never gets old. When they're all fighting, you know, it's like, who's your boss? And fucking Star-Lord's like, I don't know, Jesus? You're going to ask me? Like, he's like, where are you from? Are you from Earth? I'm from Milwaukee. Yeah, that's on Earth. And the why Gamora? Come on, that whole scene. I could watch that. Because that's why we sit in the seats. That's why we came.
So, like, did Disney and Marvel fire those guys that came up with those ideas? Like, where was that idea in the Marvels?
Stephen McFeely hasn't written a single fucking Marvel movie or any shit since the Endgame movies. Since the Infinity Saga. And McFeely is the same guy that wrote the first Avengers movie. He's the one that came up with that scene where Cap jumps on the grenade. Like, that's... The movies have to have those jump on the grenade moments. You need the heart of the character to be in the movies. If it's not there, then what are we doing?
Yeah, we don't have heart. You're right. We don't have that heart. We can't make Captain Planet without heart.
I feel like... Yeah, you're right. You need it all. Yeah.
You need some dirt, you need some fire, you need some water, you need some farts.
And heart!
Heart!
You can't make Captain Planet without some heart, folks.
Shout out to whoever came up with the idea of Captain Planet, though. That is something. For those to come up with those particular resources to make a demon, you know.
A djinn. Come out of a ring or several rings.
Out of the ground. That's one hell of an idea.
Well, the fact that, like, at its core, it was essentially like a environmental, caution, beware.
Right.
I guess G.I. Joe had a little bit of that after the episodes, right? They would do
But the fact that you made a powerful entity out of dirt and water.
Right.
And a little heart.
And all those, of course, everybody was from a different ethnicity or background.
Right. Right.
Like,
and diversity wins.
And that was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that was a kid's cartoon.
And it had some good stories.
And the stories weren't bad. The toys were kind of cool.
I actually felt it when Captain Planet would get, you know, boo-boo thrown on his emblem and he would get weak.
I would actually get excited when he'd fight his doppelganger because I love a good doppelganger.
Oh, Captain Pollution.
That's amazing.
That motherfucker was bad.
Ever since Bizarro, I love the idea.
That motherfucker was dirty.
Or that.
How did they make it? Let me see.
Just do the opposite.
Let me see.
Pull him up.
What did it take to make Captain Pollution?
He was yellow and purple and he had like red hair.
He was dirty.
He had dirt on his suit, like he had been he had been in the bars all night.
Let's see, what did it take?
I mean, I just love a good. I just to me, ever since like Bizarro or Reverse Flash, God. You know,
the elements needed to make Captain Pollution kids is super radiation. Deforestation, smog, toxic, and you guessed it, hate.
Just hate. No love. Just hate.
No love. And this motherfucker would come in and kick Captain Planet's ass.
So he just needs to go to like a neo-Nazi rally somewhere in Detroit, Michigan.
That's where you found. Captain Pollution definitely supports MAGA. Oh,
the Captain Pollution is
motherfucker.
What would
it say? Deforestation.
Deforestation. Could he have been a good rival to Thanos?
Would he have made it? Motherfucker did not like the forest.
No, he didn't. He didn't like anything. Which makes me wonder if he could have joined in the fight against Thanos.
Did they ever do a robot chicken with Captain Pollution?
I'm sure they did.
Oh my god, that would be funny.
I know they did a number of Captain Planet shit.
I know, yeah.
Man. Even the Ricky and Morty Captain Planet spoof is amazing.
Oh, they did one. I didn't know.
It's a female version, and Morty falls in love with
him. Right.
And right. She falls in love with him. But then instead of, like, you know, heartwarming lessons, like we're just cleaning up the environment, she's murdering oil tycoons and fucking taking out people that she, like, murder straight up with all her power. She straight up murders people that work at, like, the folks that are cutting down trees in the rainforest. Oh, she just murders them. And he's like, stop, you can't do that. You got to watch that shit. It's amazing.
What would Captain Planet look like as a woman? I think it would look great.
I thought she was kind of hot, even for that Rick and Morty.
I guess she would look like pretty much She-Hulk, wouldn't she?
Oh, I'm all for that. And of course, Don Cheadle did the Funny or Die bit, which was great. Where he's turning everybody into trees.
But
what that's X Men for you. That's X Men. Yep. Take Pollution down to zero. But that 97.
What do you where do we go from here then?
Charles Xavier
is 97. Yeah.
Charles Xavier is apparently dead, and the towns are still in disarray, and people still hate mutants. There's a lot of hate out there still.
Unbelievable. I thought we solved that with Senator Kelly.
Apparently not.
Man, because you became president, Kelly, and thought we were all working together.
I remember that last episode, but they didn't air all the episodes in order when we were coming up.
No, they didn't.
And I remember that episode. I guess it was the last episode of the show, and they used it in the trailer a little bit where he dies. I guess he gets the legacy virus, and he dies. Mm-hmm. And they're skipping that whole... I think they're going to skip the whole section where we get his son comes out and has the powers and all that crazy shit. Like, I don't need all that. Like, I like that they're jumping to other stories after Xavier, quote unquote, dies. Cause I don't think he's really dead. I think he's going to come back.
I think we've hit all of the best ones, right?
A lot of the good ones. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can think of is like maybe the late 90s, like the right before we get to like Age of Apocalypse. That alternate reality, which they kind of teased a little bit in the 90s, early 90s one. I have no idea. Apparently, Magneto is going to be like fighting alongside him in some of these episodes.
And but so with this show, are we still going to get like the same, what, four seasons? Or is this like a one-off?
We better, man.
You say we better?
Dude, I don't know about you.
I think it's going to be a one-off. Watch it be a one-off.
I hope not. And I hope it's like 20 episodes, but I have a feeling it's going to be like 8.
Right. I don't think we're going to get like a show like the way Clone Wars was. Clone Wars has like 40 episodes per season.
That's what I need, man. I need.
You can't get shows like that no more. Why not?
I don't know.
Because even with Bad Batch, it took a minute for it to catch its legs, but now it's only 3 seasons and we're done.
Well, the Clone Wars came on, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't it come out on Adult Swim first?
Yeah, I think it did.
So that Adult Swim...
No. I don't think Adult Swim. I think it was
Toonami.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, like, they had all the bandwidth in the world to just keep putting shit out there. Because that was before streaming. And I think now with streaming, like... I feel like there's like some of these platforms don't want to take as much of a risk to like assume the cost for making more of these episodes. You know? And I feel like when Adult Swim came on, it was like, I remember they would just air like Cartoon Network would just air like those fucking Clone Wars episodes like on like back to back to back. Like you could watch back them all back. Night.
And the same thing goes for like Justice League. Justice League has like 20 episodes.
And folks were staying up watching them because there was nothing else like that on. And I think now there's so much other shit. Who knows?
At this point, you're surprised to get 8 episodes out of a season now. And that's animated and non-animated stuff.
Yeah, I got to look it up. I got to see how many episodes it is. I think I don't think it's going to be as many as we
got. No, I don't think so either.
Because also these are like made for a platform without commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because back in the day you'd make these, you know, you'd get money from your syndication. Right. You do like 15-minute episodes, 15 to 20, they're probably like 20 minutes because 10 minutes is commercial.
Because go back to think when you were a kid and how long it took for them to get through Days of Future Past.
God damn.
It took months.
It would take so long. Because there'd be so many commercials and you'd be like, God damn. And they'd be like,
and then you have to wait till like next Saturday.
Previously on X-Men. Yeah, we know.
Previously on X-Men.
We know. Just get to it. Ugh.
Right. It took months for them to get through Days of Future Past.
I'm taking the glasses off. I'm getting serious now. I was so hyped when I saw this. I got goosebumps.
Me too.
And when fucking Scott Summers said to me, my X-Men, bro, and they all popped in. Oh, dude.
I never heard that in the original, though.
Oh, it's all through the comics.
I know it's all through the comics. Never heard it in the actual show. Yeah,
I think Xavier said it in the show. To me, X-Men. And now that he's dead, Psyche says it.
Yeah, okay.
And they all listen to him, you know, and it's great. You're like, oh, shit, they all come in.
And are these, I know that's the original Scott voice.
Definitely.
Don't know if that's the real Wolverine.
I thought he died. Did he die? I thought it was the one that voiced Beast that died.
Oh, maybe Beast then.
But the one that, you're right, the Wolverine sounded a little off, and I think it's just because he's old.
Just getting older? Okay.
Yeah. Why do you keep buzzing in my ear? It's like, wait, was that
because him? Those voices.
Iconic.
Those are my voices that I hear when somebody says Cyclops or Wolverine.
Oh, what about Rogue? She's old. She's and older. Rogue. She's that, an old that, lady now, but she still sounds sexy.
That Meridian woman. Yeah. Mm.
And then Storm?
Got to hear that Gambit, though.
Yeah, we didn't hear him.
Didn't hear that Gambit yet.
Curious how Jubilee sounds. I wonder if she's of age.
She didn't look of age.
No,
which is fine. But when we left, she was about to graduate from high school anyway.
There you go. Yep.
Right. Because she was giving tours in the cave.
She's 18 and she does what she wants.
There you go.
There we go, kids. That's the most important question of the night.
I don't think they brought the guy for Gambit back. I think we're going to get a different Gambit voice. Mon ami.
Possibly. Yeah. But we got Sunspot too coming out.
Sunspot, right.
Looks like, is Colossus showing up for a good time? I can't remember. I don't think he is.
Think about it, folks. When those voices from that original run, they are iconic. Like I can't hear another Juggernaut voice.
No, I need all those motherfuckers in there.
Yeah.
And Magneto sounded familiar. I think that's the real Magneto.
Magneto did sound familiar. Right. Right.
How'd you like that?
It was a black guy, right?
I think it was.
It was a black guy.
How'd you like the that running towards the screen moment with the raging Cajun Wolverine's claws getting fucking charged up by Gambit? How fucking sick was that? I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen that before. Never. I didn't know he could charge him up like that.
I didn't know he could just ride on his back like that.
Me neither, because Wolverine like, is short.
He's like perched on his fucking lats or some shit, and his fucking.
So what did he touch?
He touched his he just touched him and charged his claws.
Wow.
You know?
Do we know what that charge is called for Gambit? What is that charge called?
It's kinetic.
Kinetic.
Kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy. Okay.
You can touch anything. Like I used to think growing up it was just the cards. but then I read that Gambit miniseries where he touches a dude's fucking like trench coat. And blasted a dude out a fucking window. And I was like, God damn. So he can touch anything and charge.
But he can control his touch, unlike Rogue. Right,
right, right. Correct. Because when they put the collars on him in Genosha, he couldn't charge anything. And him and Rogue finally got to make out a little bit.
Get it done.
Yeah.
And they all still got their same costumes.
Same costumes, baby.
He has that brown trench coat.
Well, Bishop and Storm got haircuts.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bishop cut the mullet, which is fine.
Because that is the iconic Storm haircut anyway, right?
I love that Mohawk Storm.
That Mohawk, right, right.
Love that shit. I guess it's less Mohawk and more like the mohawk's kind of laying down, but it's still like shaved.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love this shit. I hope she has a big, big part in this show. Because she was pretty central in the original series.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of Solo Storm episodes.
Like, again, I what do you need to do with Jean Grey at this point? I mean, aside from her just having babies.
Because we already did the Phoenix Saga. Yeah, she's going to have, well, she's going to give birth to their son.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have, but I don't know if it's going to be Rachel, their daughter Rachel, or if it's going to be Cable. Because we already kind of saw Cable in the original series.
I've always thought that Rachel had a good storyline.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And I'm even wondering if this is going to get into like early 2000s storylines where we had that Gen X run for a little bit, where White Queen was headlining her own little little group of mutants. Because White Queen, she ended up being a good guy during that time. And again, we could do the Age of Apocalypse storyline. That could be cool.
I mean, they have a lot that they can introduce people to now.
They didn't do Fatal Attractions.
Fatal Attractions, no.
That would be dope.
Right.
Where he takes the adamantium out. But then you have to have Xavier for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do it without Xavier, because then Xavier wipes Magneto's mind.
And you can't do House of M.
Oh, that would be skipping ahead quite a bit, but we should do it. They should do it. Fuck it. They should do it. Pretend it happened in the 90s. They should do it. God, House of M. God damn. See, there's a lot of good stories. We got some Comic Cons out there that might know more about X-Men than we do. I'll go ahead and say it. I'm a huge X-Men
nerd. I know there are. Yeah, I don't know that much about X-Men.
But I think I know everything about X-Men, but I'm always proven wrong. Oh, I think Mojo's going to factor in on this a lot, too. And actually, I heard Mojo might pop up in that Deadpool movie, which I would love.
Hmm.
You know? That Mojo Vision? Mojo World? Long Shot? I like any character whose power is good luck, you know.
At some point, I kind of want to see. But you like Domino, right?
Oh yeah, she has the same kind of power. It's like
it's not luck, but what is it?
It's like she can best probabilities, which is the same kind of thing as luck. But
no.
Yeah.
Like at some point, I kind of want to see if we continue with X-Men. At some point, I want to see what the Shi'ar Empire looks like on screen.
I feel like they could take us back there.
Yeah.
They could take us back there because they showed us a little bit during the Dark Phoenix saga. And I feel like we never went back there again.
No.
But the fact that that show gave us those stories, like they covered so much ground. We even got Omega Red.
They were fairly accurate, right? They were pretty accurate.
They were pretty goddamn accurate.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes I've adopted like my understanding of the X-Men universe is mostly from that show because I thought the show did almost a better way of condensing it for a lot of people, for a lot of fans.
Because it started off with what generation of X-Men? Because if you started off the right way, then you got to have who? You got to have Angel, Jean, not Scott.
No, Scott. Scott, Jean, Iceman, Beast, Angel. And Angel. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we don't get to fucking Rogue or any of those motherfuckers till like,
what's that? Two generations up?
Yeah, like 70s, late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And for me, my X-Men will always be Brown Suit Wolverine, Classic Storm with the go-go boots, fucking Warpath, Sunspot. Like that newer version. They were like the uncanny X-Men.
Uncanny X-Men.
With Colossus and then Shadowcat, aka Kitty Pryde. That is my shit. With, you know, Dazzler showing up every now and then. Beast comes back, but he's blue. Angel shows up, but all of a sudden Apocalypse turns him into fucking Archangel.
Turns him out.
Yeah. Like that's my shit. You know, Psyche shows up, but he's with X-Factor.
Right.
And Jean Grey's with him, and Jean's now Marvel Girl again, and he's got the blue suit. With younger. And they're younger, and he's got the white X over his suit instead of, and it's all blue. Like that's that '80s shit.
Right.
He left X-Men and started up X-Factor. You know. And Iceman went with him, and Angel went with him. Like, the original guys went with him. And that, but that brown suit Wolverine. Oh, yeah, with Forge. Forge in the mix. It'd be good to see more Forge.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We fucking nerding out on this show, man.
Right, right.
We're going hardcore. I think that was, that trailer to me, even though it wasn't the most watched trailer on YouTube, like Deadpool was, Deadpool apparently was like the most watched trailer in 24 hours of all time. But that X-Men trailer, I must have watched that shit. Again, limited internet. Here I am.
How you like the change on Morph now?
I'm with it. I like it. Because right. that's what he looked like in the late 90s anyway.
And because this is after Sinister had his way with him.
Well, it's funny because he didn't look like that in the like the cartoon. The cartoon created him.
Oh.
He wasn't in that. He wasn't in the comics. So the comics, when they put him in the comics, like in the Exiles run, he looked like that. He was all white, like a cartoon, you know? So I like that he's showing up. It's good. Yeah. Because Mr. Sinister in the cartoon, he brought him back and kept fucking with him. That Sinister is real fucking evil, man.
Yeah.
Like, other villains will just try to kill you, but Sinister will keep you alive and just experiment on you.
Did you ever watch the episode where how he became Sinister, though? I thought that was a dope episode.
Come on, Nathaniel Essex? Come on now.
Nathaniel Essex, yeah. That was a dope episode.
It was a dope episode.
Yeah.
It's great how most of those villains, with the exception of Apocalypse, they all kind of start off being like rich, white slave owners in charge of some kind of plantation or trade, like Sebastian Stan, the Hellfire Club,
right?
All that shit.
Like, they were like what, 16th century?
Yeah, like just deeply rooted in like horrible deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they come out. Like, it's interesting how they wrote that in to the comic to be like, oh no, this evil goes way back. They just happen to have mutant powers, you know. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then Apocalypse shows up and he's like, no, I've been around since the eons of motherfucker's been around since the pyramids.
So we are going to keep having fun with Apocalypse.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're going to keep having fun with Apocalypse. Hopefully that voice can come back with that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Apocalypse. Now, speaking of Apocalypse, there's one magical scene where a Rogue shows up. And she shows off a little bit of that.
We're not going to get that. We're not going to.
Did you see it? Did you see the trending? It's trending on Twitter.
Right.
They nerfed her. Everyone's saying she's been nerfed.
She's been nerfed. Yes.
Like, they took out her badunk.
Yeah. They gave her a Taylor Swift.
God.
Hey, man. Quick survey. Taylor Swift or Zendaya?
Go Zendaya for the win.
Ah, you like that kind of toothpick? Okay.
If I'm going to pick my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give credit where credit's due.
Okay.
Zendaya has legs for days. Mm-hmm. And she shows up to every red carpet event as if she's a character out of the film she's promoting.
Hence what she pulled out yesterday. Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're she's
pink.
About to.
They're pink, by the way.
I feel like she's about to show up in X-Men. They are pink, aren't they? Mm.
They're pink, by the way, if anybody wanted to know. I didn't want to know because she's a toothpick.
Doesn't do anything for you.
No, she doesn't do anything for me. And I've been seeing that. A lot of folks, like she no, don't get me wrong, she's beautiful, but right. She doesn't do it for me. Yeah.
Well, you like a little bit, you like some thickness on your burgers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't come to the cookout to eat a skinny, squished, you know, cheeseburger Happy Meal. You know,
my mojo to JoJo, you know?
You like a little motion in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Hence why I get sick.
You get sick, but you keep coming back for more.
There you go.
And I keep coming back for more.
You do. You do.
More of you.
Yeah. So, and you'll be there day one when this show comes on.
March 20th. March 20th.
March 20th. Okay.
320, baby. 320.
All right, and so to go back. Speaking of Zendaya, are you ready for some two dooms at this point?
I am. I think I'm going opening day.
Oh, you're going to go see it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go see it in the theater, I think. Because I wish I had been able to see the first one in theaters, and I didn't. I just watched it on the Max.
Same here.
I loved it, though. I'm not a Dune guy. Like, I think I read the first book. I liked it fine, but never stuck with it to finish the books.
I'm not a Dune guy either. I actually like the original over the...
I can't stand that Lynch movie.
Over the one that just came out. The original made more sense to me.
See, I think they do a better job with showing like the scale of the armies and everything in the new one.
In the new ones, but the story-wise, that original helped me understand where I was going.
That's so crazy, because everyone I talk to thinks it's like more confused. Like, the Lynch one's way more confusing.
Like, I got more from that. I didn't know what they were doing with Shyamalan and
even the telepathy. I thought the telepathy is better in the new one.
The way they
showed them talking to each other, like,
oh, I was able to get it with the first move.
Fuck, I was so lost in that first one, and it's so slow. That first one's so slow.
It's slow, but it got me there. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what this shit is all about. Okay.
Well, I mean, you're not the only one. People love that Lynch one, so you're just part of that camp. That's all. I mean, people do swear by that Lynch one. Yeah, and so, it was visionary for when it came out.
So what are we doing in this sequel? What are we? He's getting his powers, and he's going to raise an army.
Yeah, he gets to ride the Shai-Hulud and take on the Beetlejuice worms, right? I wish it was the Beetlejuice worms. God damn. How great would that be if it's just a hard cut?
Those Saturn worms.
That fucking realistic Denis Villeneuve style filmmaking, like Blade Runner shit. And then out of nowhere, the fucking cartoon Tim Burton. Black and white.
Brum, 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 brum. Yeah.
I am holding you to your promise that we're going to go see Beetlejuice together.
I'm ready for Beetlejuice.
Holding hands.
Yeah. I'm ready for that, especially if that Keaton is there.
Have you taken Summer to see Madam Web yet? Are you gonna
13%? 13%. They said that shit is rotten.
Dude.
Unbelievable.
Why do they keep making these? Why does Sony keep going?
So now I'm scared for Kraven.
I'm probably gonna see Kraven. I think it looks kind of fun.
I'm scared for Kraven. If this the kind of effort they're putting in, because what was before Madam Web?
Mobius.
Morbius. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like no effort is being put in anything except Venom and, I guess not Spider-Man right now. Well, no. The animated. They're putting more energy into the animated Spider-Man. But
yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Spider-Man animated movies, I mean, they're brilliant.
Right.
And say what you will about the Spider-Man movies in the MCU. I think they're all good. I mean, even the ones that have like Homecoming was good.
Oh no, yeah, all three of those were good.
Like even Far From Home, like people didn't like Far From Home as much, but I mean it had really good moments. They get the character and you get those heart moments, you know? Like the Venom movies, I only saw the first one, and I liked it fine. It reminded me of like a early 2000s comic book movie, you know, where it's just like, this is just the origin, the action, the ending. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these Sony movies remind me of. Like people don't care about these characters. Like nobody cared about a Morbius movie. Nobody cared about a Madam Web movie.
I definitely didn't care about a Madam Web.
Like she should show up in a Spider-Man movie.
Right. She didn't need her own movie.
No. I don't know what they're doing. Now they're doing like that Bad Bunny is in like a Spider-Man movie, but he's playing like a El Guapo or something. I don't fucking know. Hmm. And then Kraven's getting, like, these villains don't need their own movies. Kraven has never needed his own movie.
No.
I don't know who greenlit that and threw money at that. You know? That's crazy. Venom, I guess it made a little bit more sense. He had his own comic. People love Venom. People love Venom. And the movies have done really well.
Because they like the look.
They like the look. People they love like that look.
They don't. People could give a fuck less about Eddie Brock.
Mm-hmm.
They like that look. It's that black suit.
If you could pick a Spider-Man villain, like your own Spider-Man villain, you had the money, you had the budget, who would you do? They said, we want a Spider-Man villain movie. Who do you do?
Who do I do?
Yeah. Which one do you pick?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Because I would almost think like...
Because if I do Kingpin, I don't want D'Onofrio. I don't want D'Onofrio.
That's actually a really good... I mean, I was like, Kingpin would make the most sense because you just make a mafia movie.
Right. Yeah. You make a mob movie or you go with his main guy or you go with Goblin.
You make him a little sympathetic, but he's still a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And Spider-Man's nowhere to be found.
Like, yeah. I wouldn't... If I did a Goblin movie, I wouldn't make him an anti-hero.
You gotta make him evil, but you gotta make him a little sympathetic. Like,
I'm gonna make him you're gonna feel the conflict
right.
between Norman
right.
and the Goblin.
That's great.
And what's his son?
Harry.
Yeah.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, but I wouldn't make him into an anti-hero. I would just make you would want to feel for the father-son relationship being broken.
That's the idea right there. You just nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with Kingpin, that's easy. You make a mob movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just do AI with De Niro and Pacino, right?
Oh, man.
Playing different versions of...
Who was your actor? And don't get me wrong, D'Onofrio is a good...
Oh, he's great. Man. He's great.
He's good. But I think we could do better.
I think we just get... what's his name? Who voiced him in the animated movie? Good old Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Because yeah. He doesn't have to be Kingpin. He could just make him big.
Does he have to? I disagree. I think he needs to be big as fuck.
You think he needs to be like taking up the whole like he is in the animated movie?
I love that shit.
It is cool. You're not wrong.
But he needs to be big.
But then who do you get to play somebody that big? Do you use prosthetics?
I mean, you see what they did with Farrell for Penguin. So I'm sure it wouldn't take too much to dress up somebody and put some aesthetics on them.
So then do that to Ray Donovan. Liev Schreiber.
Do that to Ray Donovan. Yeah.
I think his voice is perfect for the character.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And I think he would do great. So Liev Schreiber's Kingpin in your solo standalone movie. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Michael Clark Duncan wasn't a bad Kingpin.
No, he wasn't. He had the size, he had the voice.
He made sense.
Yeah, that made sense.
It was also kind of fucked up how Affleck took out his fucking kneecaps.
Man.
Okay.
But Kingpin or Goblin? What about you?
I'd have to just agree with you. Goblin makes the most sense in terms of like you make it a horror movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like a psychological thriller.
Right. You basically got Joker. You got Joker and Goblin.
Right.
Yeah.
But the whole fighting himself and the voices in his head, yeah. Like that could be really well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you don't want to mess with that Doc Ock. You can't get nothing out that Doc Ock.
I don't know. Maybe Doc Ock.
I don't think you can get much out of Doc Ock.
Not for a standalone.
No.
You know, you could do a lizard standalone movie, but it would get old real quick. It would just be like a fucking Godzilla movie, but a smaller scale. You know,
like, I guess. Oh, so.
It's the lizard
because. He doesn't, because once he's the lizard. He doesn't turn back. Right,
right, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So like a basically getting Jekyll for a minute and Hyde all the way through.
And you want that in Goblin anyway. It's better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I other than that, yeah, because I don't know how you get Kraven. I mean, Kraven has a good story as far as the way he became Kraven and the hunting part.
Right.
But as an anti-hero, I don't understand that.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Because ultimately, Spider-Man is going to kick his ass.
Like, if they really wanted to do this, right? Like, if you really wanted to make Spider-Man-ish movies because you have the property, there's whole other things they could do. I mean, they could do a Spider-Man 2099 movie.
Right.
They could do fucking... they could do a Sinister Six movie, but just have the Sinister Six fucking shit up. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like a Reservoir Dog style thing, but maybe one of them turns on them. You know what I'm saying? You basically do Reservoir Dogs with Sinister Six. They meet up in a warehouse and they find out someone's turned. Okay. Like that would be an amazing movie to watch. Just watching these characters with these powers fight each other and turn on each other. and which mm-hmm. ones made it out of the heist, you know? I don't know who's shot. I don't know who's caught. I don't know who's dead. I don't know who's not. You know what I'm saying? Even have fucking Steve Buscemi show up as Doc Ock. Why not, you know?
You can Suicide Squad Sinister Six.
You could do it.
You could do that.
You could do it, and people would watch it. But that's right. What I'm saying. Like, these characters by themselves, get the fuck out of here. I'm not surprised it did bad. I'm really not surprised it did bad at all.
Who gives a fuck about Madam Web?
Jesus Christ. You know? Who gives a fuck about a fucking new Pearl Jam album dropping? This guy right here. That's right, folks. Had to sneak it in. That Dark Matter, baby. Ooh.
Dark Matter. Not a bad name for that song, too.
Mm. And you listen to it? You're not immersed in that world, but you were digging it.
I was rocking it. I rocked it at least two plays, two spins.
Two spins. Oh man.
Two spins. Cuz it reminded me of the 90s.
It it's funny you say that because I've been in that world for quite some time. I'm a Pearl Jam loyalist. I've been listening to them for eons, and when I first heard that song, it took me a couple plays. I was like, this sounds like something they fucking did in like 91, 92.
Right, right.
It has like that same heaviness, you know?
Right.
And they went through their experimental phase where they were doing a lot of experimental stuff and, you know, getting older. I mean, they're all like in their late 50s, early 60s. And it was rocking. And I was like, I'm going to send this to my guy here because what a sweet surprise to get off a boat and see a Deadpool trailer, an X-Men animated series trailer, and have a new Pearl Jam song in the vault ready to go. And lose my voice at the end of the podcast.
Three the hard way.
Gotta clear that throat sometimes.
I gotta say, I'm looking forward to the cartoon more than the Deadpool movie.
I'm looking forward to that as well. I don't know which one I'm looking forward to more.
Right.
They both gave me goosies. I feel like it's going to be a good time. I'm excited.
Oh. We'll see. We'll see.
Yes, we shall see, Mike. We shall see.
Mike in Egypt. All your Georgia real estate and
Georgia
upper needs. Mm.
He does the fixing up too.
He's the contractor. She's the broker.
That makes sense.
And together they build beautiful homes in Augusta, Savannah, East Point, Canton. All of those nice neighborhoods down there in Georgia.
They don't do any fucking in any of the rooms.
If you see her body, you wonder why they're not doing any fucking.
Because they should do that. Like, they should do the show, should be them.
Her body is a brick house.
Okay, hold on a second. What's her name now?
Her name is Egypt Sherrod.
Okay.
And she is a brick house. If you know that terminology.
I do fucking know that terminology.
Oh, okay, all right.
Letting it all hang out. God damn. Looking at pictures of Egypt Sherrod. Oh, there's one of her at the beach with her kids. That's nice.
So, actually, this is what Zendaya in my dreams looks like.
She's stacked. She could have some blazing in her. It's not that far removed.
I think she said she's all black.
I'm not disbelieving you. I'm just saying if she came out.
I'm going off what she said in the show. I don't know. I never looked up.
Because if I just look at her like, oh, well, it's weird. Like some pictures, some I see it, and then some other pictures I don't see it.
Right, because
like, right here where they're like on the carpet. I can't show it to you because of the fucking Zoom thing, but they're on a red carpet right now, and like she's got her hair done up in a different way and her makeup done in a different way. And she kind of had, like, I would, like, if somebody was like, oh, yeah, she's, according to this, I'd be like, oh.
Because she was in radio at first. She was a radio host at first. And
God,
I knew she was 47.
You said brick house. Jesus Christ. Man, I know he's pounding that too.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hey, bub. I'm not finished with you yet. That's what he says to her.
He say, hey, bub.
And he says, hey, bub. I'm not done with you yet. Berserker barrage. I like the berserker barrage of that. All over that. I know who she was. But now I know. Knowing.
Yeah, and like I said, she's had her mother on the show, and I can't tell. I don't know if she's got anything else mixed with her.
Well, I'd like to see a little mix with it. That's what this show turns into. Sexual frustration.
Lusting for real estate agents.
Lusting for real estate agents and hiring your contractor to lay some pipe. Listen, if there's anything we said on this show that made you question your own beliefs, your own value system, or what, James? What would the show make people question?
It would make people question the five elements that comprise humanity. And I'm talking about super radiation,
deforestation,
smog, toxic, and that oh so lovely hate.
If you have hate in your heart, let it out. Also, it's just fiction.
It said deforestation.
Previously on X-Men.